You're listening to the widest variety of hard rock and heavy metal anywhere. Metalmorphosis.
88.7 FM, WJCU. Hello, thanks for tuning in to Metalmorphosis. I'm Joe Cleon. For the next 3 hours, we'll turn up the volume and dive headfirst into the widest variety of your favorite progressive rock and heavy metal. Local distortion happens at 1 a.m., showcasing all that is heavy and all that is homegrown right here in northeastern Ohio. So strap yourself in, turn it up, open the windows, share it with your neighbors. It's time for Metalmorphosis.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Giddy up, go, baby.
You're listening to Joe Cleon.
We've been dancing with Mr. Cleon.
Metalmorphosis.
You can help me by admitting me so I can get the help that I need.
This is a women's nursing home.
Well, I dress like a woman sometimes.
That doesn't count.
Metalmorphosis.
Well, my buddy Joe gave me a laughing pill.
Joey, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
You're listening to Metalmorphosis.
You died, Joe.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
You're listening to Joe Cleon.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Ask me why I said I don't know why they can't all be like Joe.
Metalmorphosis.
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 Metalmorphosis. Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the widest variety of hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Joe Cleon. The show you're going to hear tonight is the result of 7 years of work. For the next 3 hours, we'll take a look back to the first 7 years of Metalmorphosis from 1986 to 1994. We'll hear a whole hour of live local band radio broadcasts and all kinds of national artist interviews. I went back through hundreds of tapes, 7 years of broadcasts, picked out the cream of the crop, cleaned them up as much as I could, and we're going to get them on the air tonight. For the first hour, nothing but local bands that I recorded and broadcast live on Metalmorphosis. I did a lot of Metalmorphosis night sound in clubs between Cleveland and Akron, set up tape machines, recorded the bands, and broadcast most of them back on the air the following Saturday. Also, bands came in, performed acoustically on the air, and we did live simulcasts in the basement here at the Student Center. The first tune from Just Such a Show. My favorite one out of all the simulcasts we did here at the university. A band by the name of Out of the Blue. This was recorded October 26, 1992, in the Wolf and Pot. The band was playing as a trio at the time, the Zooters, along with Brett Lashua on drums. They came in and put on one hell of a performance. Here's an instrumental, Doing the Cat. It's Out of the Blue from a Metalmorphosis simulcast, right here at 88.7 WJCU.
We'll be right back.
great local music from out of the blue, right here at 88.7 FM, WJCU, recorded during a live simulcast here at John Carroll University, October 26, 1992. That lineup featuring the Zooters and Brett Lashua. What a great instrumental, doing the cat. Joe Cleon here, just getting started into a three-hour Metalmorphosis retrospective, giving you highlights from my first 7 years on the air here at 88.7. Those years were 1986 to 1994. And the first hour of the show, we're going to use totally to play back live performances from Metalmorphosis Nights Out that we recorded in studio acoustic jams. And then we'll get into a bunch of great national artist interviews. Overkill, Dream Theater, Anthrax, on and on and on. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss the rest of the show. Right now, we're going to travel back in time to December 18th, 1993, a memorable day in the history of Metalmorphosis. We did a night out at Ron's Crossroads in Akron, set up the tape machines, got three great bands on the bill, and man, the recordings came out absolutely fantastic. The bands were Mystic, Concussion, and Winter's Bane. And the recording of the Winter's Bane show turned out so good that after Tim Ripper Owens signed with Judas Priest, they were looking for some old recordings to put out. They found that Metalmorphosis show, and it is now available on Century Media Records, part of the reissue of Winter's Bane's Heart of a Killer. The first CD is the studio album, the second disc, The Metalmorphosis Night Out at Ron's Crossroads. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's hear something from Mystic's set, actually two in a row. The first tune, Silent Anger. It's Mystic, recorded at Ron's Crossroads, December 18th, 1993. It's right here on a Metalmorphosis retrospective on 88.7 FM, WJCU.
Yeah. Silent anger for ya. Okay, I want to take a second here to thank a big Joe Cleon, or a big thanks to a little Joe, or a little thanks to a big Joe. Joe, you rule. Thanks for putting up with like me and setting the show up. And again, you can catch this show. When is it? Y'all gotta know it by now. You got it, baby!
FM WJCU. Two tracks from Mystic, recorded live during a Metamorphosis night out at Ron's Crossroads, December 18th, 1993. We heard Silent Anger and the excellent instrumental To Be Continued. That show broadcast Christmas night, 1993, right here at 88.7 FM, and right after Mystic took the stage, on came Winter's Bane, Ripper Owens on vocals, and they delivered an absolute blistering performance. Who would know that years later, this Winter's Bane recording would resurface after Tim Ripper Owens was the lead vocalist for Judas Priest. Century Media decided to reissue the German studio album from Winter's Bane, Heart of a Killer. And when they reissued that, it came out as a 2-CD set. The second disc, the live Metamorphosis Night Out from Ron's Crossroads. From the Century Media release, Heart of a Killer, let's go to that UJC Metamorphosis show and hear the tune Heart of a Killer. It's live Winter's Bane on Metamorphosis 88.7 WJCU.
You know what this one is? Let's sing along out there, people!
Winter's Bane, Heart of a Killer, recorded during a Metamorphosis night out at Ron's Crossroads in Akron, December 18th, 1993, and broadcast on the air Christmas night, 1993. That show now available worldwide on Century Media Records. After Tim Ripper Owens joined Judas Priest, Century Media reissued the Heart of a Killer studio album as a 2-CD set. The second disc, The Metamorphosis Show from Ron's Crossroads. Pick it up. It is a great show. Speaking of great shows, it continues with national artist interviews and some more local stuff on the way as we continue a Metamorphosis 3-hour retrospective. The best from 1986 to 1994. It continues right after this on 88.7 WJCU.